Dominic Duka, who was appointed the 36th Archbishop of Prague in mid-February, will be officially appointed as the head of the Czech Catholic Church at a solemn mass celebrated in St. Vitus's Cathedral on Saturday, April the 10th. Who is Dominic Duka and what are the problems he will have to tackle? Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The 66-year-old Dominic Duka, the former bishop of Hradec Králové, will succeed Cardinal Miloslav Vlk as the head of the Czech Roman Catholics. Handpicked for office by the Vatican after long deliberations, Duka is seen as a man of consensus. The list of guests invited to Saturday's solemn mass in St. Vitus Cathedral reflects this. A mix of politicians and cultural figures, Catholic and Protestant dignitaries, as well as members of the Prague Jewish community. The very cathedral where the solemn mass is being celebrated is an issue of contention between the state and the Czech Catholic Church, who have fought an ownership battle over it for 17 long years. Archbishop Dominic Duka says he will push for a solution acceptable for all.
I will try to spread the message to all Czechs that this cathedral is ours. It belongs to the Czech people. Of course, it is a shrine of God, that is how it was built, but it is also a pantheon of Czech kings, and those kings wanted it to be a symbol of the spiritual renaissance of the nation.
Although this is a sentiment few could find fault with, the new head of the Czech Catholic Church will soon find himself involved in a protracted court battle over the cathedral, in which the state has uncompromisingly staked its right for ownership. He will also be expected to oversee dozens of restitution claims for church properties seized by the communist regime, for which the church was never fully compensated. He will be expected to find money for repairs of dozens of churches in desperate need of maintenance. And above all, he will be expected to address the fact that the Czech Republic is one of the few remaining countries in Europe that have not yet ratified a treaty with the Vatican. At present, the new Prague Archbishop is radiating optimism, and many believe that his communication skills will serve him well in tackling the tasks ahead. The outgoing head of the Czech Catholic Church, Cardinal Miloslav Vlk, was the first to wish him well, saying he hoped that the new archbishop would succeed where he himself had failed, and generously clearing the field for him. Shortly after retiring, the cardinal will head for Israel, where he plans to spend several years devoted to religious studies.
Daniela Lazarova there, reporting on that pending inauguration.